Nolte, Alec Baldwin posts video defending himself against cancel culture. By John Nolte on March 8, 2021. In a 14-minute Instagram video, actor Alec Baldwin lashed out against the cancel culture and, without naming names, seemed specifically interested in defending director Woody Allen and Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY. Sitting at home in the Hamptons, Baldwin also defended himself against those looking to cancel him for defending Allen and Cuomo. "I do have a few people going at me for defending people who have been accused of crimes. Well, I'm not defending someone who is guilty of something. I'm choosing to defend someone who has not been proven guilty of something," he said. "What I always fall back on is a system of justice where people have to be given a trial," the 30 Rock star added, "or an attorney general investigating, if you're talking about a public official. Watch below." While he did not name Allen or Cuomo, one name Baldwin did bring up was disgraced former Senator Al Franken, DMN, who was forced to resign after numerous women, almost all of them Franken supporters, accused him of groping them. Alec Baldwin said that Franken deserved a Senate proceeding that would judge his innocence or guilt, and only after that should he have resigned, if found guilty. Baldwin believes the COVID lockdowns have exacerbated all of this fascist blacklisting, and seems worried his defense of men like Allen and Cuomo could result in him losing his own career. He also defended men in general, saying, "No healthy man wants another man to not be punished for sexual harassment, but they also don't want people to be punished for it who are not guilty." Overall, it was a thoughtful presentation from the usually rabid actor, at least until he decided to pretend it's Trump supporters who are driving all of this, which is just a flat-out lie. The people driving the cancel culture just happen to be Baldwin's ideological pals among the woke Hitler youth on the left. Nevertheless, Baldwin didn't have the courage to speak that truth. Instead, he said, "If you hate my guts because you're a Trump supporter, get off my page. I really don't care about your opinion. I'm not here to help you work things out." The truth is that when it comes to the return of McCarthyism, Trump supporters are firmly on Baldwin's side. "We hate these witch hunts. But it would take moral courage for Baldwin to admit that. So he blames us instead of telling the truth about where all this evil is coming from." In his apparent defense of the 5 misconduct allegations against Cuomo, Baldwin talked about people who have used bad judgment and people who have made mistakes, where there isn't clear evidence of criminal behavior. Instead of being forced to resign, he suggested older men should be educated. "Should they lose their whole career? I'm not going to say no, I'm not going to say yes." With respect to Woody Allen, who Baldwin has worked with on 3 occasions, Baldwin referred directly to journalist Ronan Farrow, Allen's estranged son who has been leading the media onslaught against his father. Baldwin said that Allen hasn't been proven guilty. "I don't care how many Pulitzer Prize-winning authors say otherwise." Ronan Farrow won a Pulitzer for his reporting on Harvey Weinstein. Referring to the new HBO documentary Allen v. Farrow, which has been widely criticized as a one-sided attack on Allen, Baldwin challenged the Farrow family with this: "In your documentaries you have to prove it. In some case, as far as civil proceedings, the statute of limitations is not gone. So if you want to prove it, you have a chance." What Baldwin means by proving it by way of civil proceedings is that Allen's accuser, his estranged daughter Dylan Farrow, can still take Allen to civil court in Connecticut. In other words, nothing is stopping her from making her case and achieving justice in court. The civil statute of limitations does not expire on this case for another decade or so. Instead, though, Dylan, Ronan, and their mother, Allen's former girlfriend Mia Farrow, are riding the hashtag MeToo movement to destroy Allen through the kangaroo court of public opinion. It's important to remember that in the early 90s, when the alleged molestation took place, 2 separate states, Connecticut and New York, spent months investigating Allen. Both found him innocent. "I have always believed Woody Allen is innocent. Anyone who looks closely at the case and does so with an open mind will discover the molestation allegation against him is ludicrous and driven by a bitterly angry Mia Farrow. She was and is understandably furious with Allen over his affair with her adopted daughter Suni, who Allen is still married to after some 25 years. I also agree with Baldwin about Governor Cuomo. Even if the misconduct allegations against the love gov are true, there's nothing criminal about his behavior. Yes, He was overly aggressive at times, but the courting ritual can be perilous for both sides, especially when a man is looking to express his interest in a woman and hoping to gauge her interest in him. Cuomo deserves to be embarrassed and criticized for his inappropriate behavior. No question, but overturning a statewide gubernatorial election by forcing a resignation is too much. What Cuomo should resign over and, if appropriate, face criminal charges for, is his sociopathic nursing home policy where, with plenty of empty hospital beds still available, he forced nursing homes to accept patients infected with the coronavirus. Cuomo not only lied about this, but in an apparent cover-up, he lied to the federal government about the number of nursing home deaths in his state. As far as Al Franken, how many of Franken's own supporters have to accuse him of groping them before Baldwin believes this guy is out of control? Baldwin would enhance his credibility greatly if he had the moral courage to 1. Admit it is his side alone who have become the woke Nazis, and 2. Stand up for someone not on his side, like a Brett Kavanaugh. Until Baldwin does, he's just going to come off like an unprincipled coward out to save his own skin. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.